Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Hello, and welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies. My name is Ben Christie. I'm here with John Maxson. We are your co-hosts today. Got a great show for you planned out. We're going to cover six real retirement risks. These are the risks that you're likely, if you're not facing, you will face. And John, just starting out, when I was a little boy, I had fear of the dark. I didn't like getting up to go to the bathroom when I was young because I hated coming back to a dark room. Now, probably not an uncommon fear, and thankfully I did get over it. Now my fear is not really necessarily of the dark, but I don't like getting up to go to the bathroom at night because I fear tripping over a laundry basket or running into a wall or any number of those things. But thankfully I've gotten over that fear. Now, what about you? Do you have anything you remember about being afraid of when you were young?
No, but my fear today is typically waking up and looking in the mirror and seeing that I've aged another day. But yeah. So no, I actually like the dark. It's when they turn the lights on.
I can't see anything.
So yeah.
So whether you like him or not, Tony Robbins has a good quote that I think we can all relate to. It says, "Everything you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear," and so. We all have fears. It's common to have fears, but it's what we do with those fears that help define us. So today we're discussing six real risks that you're going to face in retirement. Now, these are likely things that you'll face on your way to retirement, but you may already be retired and you're already facing these things. And you may even have questions even today asking yourself, what do I do about these type of risks? Well, that's exactly what today's show is about, is looking at these risks that can turn into real fears if we don't know how to address them and how to overcome them, John.
Yeah, you know, many people envision retirement as being carefree and relaxing. And the bottom line is we want that for you and your family. With the right planning, it actually can be with a retirement that has a lot of peace of mind. But risk, you have to consider what risk you need to attack. What risk you may be unaware of. And in many ways, advisors here at Beacon play a role of risk managers. They help you identify the risks that you're going to face, not just as you enter retirement, but throughout retirement, and then developing a game plan to address those as you move forward. So it's like building a shield to help protect things that you've worked for in life, that you cherish, that you want to make sure that you've planned for.
So number one in our list, again, of six real retirement risks is longevity risk. Now, this is a very real risk because people are simply living longer than they did in previous decades. And again, not a negative thing at all in most cases unless you have an income problem, which is still number one fear, John, we know of retirees, is this whole thing about income. And of course, we know that pensions are rare. In fact, I saw a stat earlier, according to the Pensions Rights Center, and get this, pretty low number here, 31% of current retirees enjoy the security of having a pension that they get a check in addition, obviously, to the Social Security that comes in every single month. That's really low when you look at all the number of people that are retiring in this boomer generation. To have only 31% having a pension means there's a lot of income opportunities there.
Well, there's a lot of opportunities for planning, and people are really living longer due to improved health care. Current life expectancy is about 79 years old, but you know, in many cases, people are living into their 80s or 90s. My own dad, who thankfully is a cancer survivor, he's had triple bypass surgery, is going on 81 years old. So currently, there's over 89,000 centenarians in the U.S. alone, so people have reached 100 years old. So that's a lot.
Yeah.
And the goal in any of these situations is to make sure that your income, that has a plan that doesn't outlast you.
Well, a few years ago, John, you and the other member of the dynamic duo here at Beacon Capital Pete Benson. You wrote a book called Money Enough for Life. And in there, you cover some of the greatest retirement risks, some of the ones that we're going to talk about today, like longevity risk. And of course, like you just mentioned, one of the keys is having income for life, which is one of the things this book does a great job of explaining. Now, Money Enough for Life is always available on Amazon, but we'd like to offer it to you today for free. So contact us at 615-488-9303 and request your free book, or you can always text the word book, B-O-O-K, to that same number, 615-488-9303. So by the way, if you're just tuning in, thanks for taking some time out of your weekend to join us here on Beak Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson, and today we're talking about six real retirement risks that you will face and, most importantly, what you can do about them. And John, longevity risk is real.
Oh, it's very real. And the Society of Actuaries estimates that a couple that reach the age of 65 in America have a 50% chance of one of those spouses living to at least the age of 93. So, you know, the translation here is that people nowadays are living, in many cases, I mean, none of us are promised tomorrow, but we don't want to live our life in fear. We don't live in our lives in fear of death or of not having enough income. You just need a really good plan. And so the goal here is to balance longevity risk through the planning strategy that we use at Beacon to address this concern. I mean, over 80%, Ben, to your point, of people that are retired worked hard, just like you, 30 years, 40 years of their life to attain this retirement vision. You didn't do all that hard work and planning and delayed gratification to get to this point of your life and worry about income. But in fact, that's what a lot of people do. So, you know, we talk to our clients about three buckets of money. The first bucket is an immediate need, and that's basically anything that you might need between now and 18 months. So say a year and a half, those are what we would call immediate needs. Then you've got to have some savings that's quickly available. Right now, you can even get a good rate of return on some of these savings accounts, you know, not so long ago before the Fed started to raise rates, which has caused other concerns and issues in the economy. You were getting nothing for that type of money. And then finally, and most importantly to this topic, is a reliable income bucket. And this is money that's designed just for your income needs. If you don't have a pension or you have an income gap, it's that sustainable and dependable income that's going to last you throughout retirement, that regardless of what happens in the economy or what happens in the market, because guess what? Markets go up and markets go down. What you don't want to have happen, especially if you're close to retirement or in retirement, is for your income to go down. So how do you do that? Well, you have a reliable income bucket. You have a reliable income plan.
And John, one of the common scenarios that we see play out is when you have a plan for your income and retirement, you're more likely to have that peace of mind, which translates makes your retirement better. You just naturally go into retirement and you can enjoy that. You're a lot more satisfied. You don't worry about the market volatility as much. So the question you want to ask today is, are you totally confident in your retirement plan? If your answer is no, well, if it's any consolation, you're not alone. What our stats show is that only about 36% of non-retired adults describe their retirement as being on track.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, that's not only sad, Ben, it doesn't surprise me, because that's the number one fear that we hear from people that come into our practice every single day, is the fear that they're going to run out of money during retirement.
It's a very real fear. There's no doubt about that. So listening today, you may not feel completely confident that you've got enough money to last throughout retirement. And basically, here's how you can find out if you're on track. Contact us, schedule a free retirement income analysis. So what this retirement income analysis is going to give you a reflection of your current income plan. It's going to give you protection of your financial longevity, which, again, extremely important here. It's going to identify gaps in your income plan and give you the confidence in your ideal retirement plan, no matter what the market is doing.
Yeah. And the truth is, without this type of analysis and planning, there's a chance you could run out of money in retirement. And we don't want that for you. We don't want that for your family. So we know you've worked hard, and you don't want that to be your situation. So get your free, no obligation retirement income analysis. Give us a call, 615-488-9303. We have people standing by. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
So today we're looking at six real retirement risks. Well, do you know that there are two specific risks in retirement that are simply unavoidable? We'll talk about what they are and what you can do to avoid these risks and keep them from wrecking your retirement here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson, Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. Well, cheers, and thanks for tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here alongside John Maxson, and today we're talking retirement risks. We're talking about six real retirement risks. So first on the list that we covered earlier, number one is longevity risk. Of course, that's the risk of living too long and outliving your income, a very real risk that a lot of boomers in particular they're just fearful of. Part of the number one fear retirees have is running out of money in retirement, but there are good income plans available that can address this risk. So number two and number three on the list are really unavoidable, but that doesn't mean that you can't plan for them. So the number two risk after longevity risk, John, this is a big one. We've certainly felt this one come into play the last, probably 18 months now, is inflation risk because we're experiencing this. It's a very real risk.
Yeah, it's a big one. Inflation is something you're hearing a lot about. In 2022, inflation hit a 40-year high.
40 years. Wow.
Topped out at 9.1%. There's some good news here. We believe that it's peaked. It certainly has come back down from its high, but it's ticked up a little bit here recently too. And one of the things that, you know, that the Fed is, I guess, relearning is inflation is really stubborn. And if you look at, for example, energy is a significant part of inflation, and with crude oil prices going up quite a bit from their June lows, that's going to be problematic for inflation. I think you're going to see the Fed raise rates again. We'll see. But their goal is a 2% inflation number, and inflation today, although it's come down, is still significantly ahead of what the Fed's stated goals is. You know, since 1914, the average inflation rate has been about 3.25%. Well, spending power is a relevance from retirement. It can be politicized, exaggerated, but at times, like right now, it's a real consideration. Last year, inflation year over year again was 7%. And it got as high in some monthly readings of a little over 9%. Mm-hmm. So significantly higher than the historical average of 3.25%, and a lot higher than what the Fed wants to see, which is their stated goal of 2%.
2%, yeah. Well, and I believe sometimes, you know, your average person probably looks at some of those percentages and says, well, that's not really that bad, even when you look at, say, a 3-4%. But that's a case where you take that and expand that 3-4% over time, and all of a sudden, that's not a very pretty picture. It's something where the numbers start looking a whole lot higher. So you really want to make sure you have a plan, a solution in place for inflation, because this is a risk that, again, it's a sneaky one. Everyone's eyes are on it now, which is not a bad thing when it comes to retirement planning, because I think you probably have more folks asking their financial advisor, hey, what's our plan for inflation? And that's a good thing. But if you don't have that plan, it's something you probably were already caught off guard and are probably regretting that a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do. And I think it's unduly hard on retirees, and especially in particular people that are on fixed income. But there's lots of things that you can do to plan. You need to have an income plan that allows you to keep a good amount of your money where you've got your income taken care of, regardless of what the market does. But you also have allocation to growth. So over time, you know, you have an inflation hedge. You know, the truth is you can be too conservative, right? Or you can be too aggressive. You know, in my view, if you're retired, you want to stay away from speculative or what would be high risk investments, private equity, you know, unless you've just got more money, you know what to do with. And certainly a few other things, penny stocks, you know, anything that doesn't match your risk tolerance, that kind of thing is what you need to keep away from.
And if before we move on, I do want to point this out. If you're interested in learning more about inflation, we did a really, in fact, Dan Benson did a really good video on our YouTube channel, retirement.com retirementtalk.com. You can head over to YouTube and look this up. Just look up retirementtalk.com. And the video is called Inflation Tips and Strategies. It's a great video. He did a great job of kind of walking that through and giving some nuggets of things that you can do to make sure you're overcoming that or setting yourself up in a better position when it comes to inflation. But again, that's Retirement Talk on YouTube. If you're just tuning in, again, thank you for joining us. So you're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on 99.7 Super Talk. We're your hosts. I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson. And today we're talking about real fears, six real retirement risks that you will face going into retirement. Now, many of these it will impact you well before you get into what's called the red zone of retirement, you know, the 5 years out from retirement. But many of you already retired and you're finding that these are hitting you in the face. And hopefully you've got a plan for them. If not, our goal is that you're talking to us or you're talking to your financial advisor and coming up with strategies, because there are strategies available. There's always opportunities to address some of these things. So again, number one is longevity. Number two risk this morning is inflation. John, number three, another big one.
Yeah, tax rates, and what we believe is the very real risk of increased taxes. You know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 lowered the top tax rate to 37% starting in 2018 with the majority of the legislation in this bill. Now, Right. Look, you may like it, not like it, like two is in the Oval Office, not like two is in the Oval Office at the point. But the point is, those favorable tax brackets are set to expire in 2025. Now, our national debt, pushing $33 trillion, folks. Man. Trillion. $33 trillion. It's hard to make the case, in my opinion, that the tax rates are not going to go up. And it's not going to be just in the top 5%. You know, you can do some of your own research on this. Like, for example, General David Walker, who is the former comptroller for the United States government and has served both Democrat and Republican administrations, he believes that tax brackets are going to go up substantially across the board, and especially on higher income earners. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't have a plan. You know, people talk, Ben, about a downturn in the market. You know, the economy has been challenged in the last few years. We've had a 100-year pandemic. We've had 40-year high inflation. But the truth is, you know, if the market goes down 20%, I'm not saying the market's going down 20%, but if the market goes down 20%, I'm fairly confident over time the market's going to come back.
Right.
You pay taxes, you never get that money back.
That's right.
So anything you can do within your investments to allow you to do tax planning, to address this issue in a serious, consolidated, planned way, could be one of the most strategic things you do with your finances in retirement. And here's what I find. Unfortunately, most people that are retired think that they have very little control over how and when they pay taxes. This is the time that I believe you actually have more control over the taxes that you pay. So here's the deal. If you could save more money in taxes and keep more money in your pocket, why wouldn't you take a look at doing that?
Well, and John, when that, you know, 2018, the rule came out, and I'm thinking 2025, well, we've got plenty of time. Yeah. That's way out there, you know, and now 2025 is coming fast. It feels like it's creeping a whole lot quicker. And you said it. Taxes, it's like a bill. It's a debt that you owe, and eventually you're going to have to pay that. So the question is, how much do you want to pay, and do you have the opportunity to actually reduce the amount that you're going to need to pay, or you're going to be required to pay on those investable assets? It's not a matter of if, but when you need to, unless you make some tax planning strategies and put those in place now. So, John, we've mentioned this before on the show, but the difference between tax preparation, what your CPA might do for you, and tax planning is looking at the rearview mirror versus looking at the out your front window of your car, looking at future. And that's what we really want to talk about, is developing a forward-looking tax plan that is looking at tax efficiencies to really save you money, to put you in a position where you're not overpaying those taxes when it comes time to pull money out, that you're putting those in the right places, the right allocated places. So we encourage you to give us a shout and look at our tax savings analysis. We've done this for hundreds and hundreds of families here in Middle Tennessee at Beacon Capital. This is analysis that it's no cost to you, and it's going to show you these different tax saving strategies that are available to you. And you pick the ones that you're comfortable with.
you know, what we're going to do is we're going to explore how to avoid, not completely, but pay less than a hefty tax bill. This could save you a ton of money, and you and your family, over a period of time. So reach out to us, 615-488-9303, to learn more about how you can get your free tax savings analysis. That number, again, is 615-488-9303.
Well, today we're talking six real retirement risks, and let me give you the bad news and the good news. Bad news is there's one single expense that will likely cost you well over six figures in retirement savings. Good news, there are steps you can take to address that. Here on Beacon Retirement Strategies, 99.7 Super Talk with Ben Christie and John Maxson. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303. I'm glad to have you joining us on Beacon Retirement Strategies on 99.7 Super Talk. I'm Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson. Today we're talking about risks. In fact, we're looking at six real retirement risks. And if you've missed any of today's show or would like to go back and hear it again, or even recommend it to a friend or a family member, you can find the shows posted on our website. That's beaconcm.com. Again, beacon, C as in a cat, M as in Mary.com. In fact, throughout the show, if you have any questions or would like to schedule a visit with us, you can always text the word visit, V-I-S-I-T, to our number, 615-488-9303. So six real retirement risks. That's what we're talking about today. And so far, we've covered three of them. Number one was longevity risks. That's the risk of living too long, outliving your income of savings. Number two, inflation risk, which we all are feeling. Too many dollars, chasing too few goods. We're feeling that now. Hopefully the Fed is, you know, they're getting on top of this. But we're still not down to that 2% wishful thinking rate that they're looking to do. And, of course, number three, a big one, and that's tax risk, something that just seems to be looming and is coming. Of course, the tax rules put in place in 2018 are expiring in 2025. So certainly worth trying to make sure you have an efficient tax plan in place. So continuing on, John. What is the single expense that will likely cost folks well over six figures in their retirement savings? Because this is the number four risk we want to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's the absolute risk of rising healthcare costs. I mean, healthcare affects everybody, and this includes long-term care, certainly, and catastrophic illness and facility care. But it's not just that. It's typical regular healthcare costs, including insurance, Medicare Part B premiums, drug costs, co-pays, co-insurance, and deductibles. That can be one of the collectively biggest costs outside of taxes, and it might be bigger than taxes for some people, that you're going to experience. And as we age, everyone's got stuff, right? We've all got stuff that you know, starts to break down. We go to the doctor more. And so you know what? Costs go up. Fidelity estimates, now listen to this, Fidelity estimates that on average, a retired couple aged 65 in 2023 may need, this is a big number, $320,000 saved after taxes to cover expenses or healthcare expenses in retirement. That is a lot of money. You know, the cost of a house, really, Ben, in a lot of cities, probably not Nashville anymore.
Right.
But you know, $320,000, if it's even close to that, it's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And on top of that, John, if taxable accounts are used, which most retirees have the most of these taxable accounts, then the amount that you can factor is going to be even higher than that. So unfortunately, for all of us, unless the American healthcare system changes, higher costs are really unavoidable. It's just something we're going to have to deal with. So how do we deal with that? We need to be prepared. So the question is your advisor discussing this and planning this for you? If not, highly recommend you have that conversation with your financial advisor or give us a call. We'd love to have that conversation with you. Expenses can be low in retirement, but the sentiment is that for most people, they're going to either be the same or they're going to increase. Most people don't work their whole life to get into retirement and then all of a sudden want to start making cuts in their lifestyle. You want to get to the point where you can enjoy yourself. So one particular solution that is out there that you may want to look into is a health savings account. an HSA account, because many people are losing the opportunity to take advantage of these. And do you know that this may be the only thing, and this is important, this is maybe one of the only things that offers triple tax benefits. That's a key phrase here. So you get a tax deduction if you're still working, tax deduction on your contributions, and then the contributions you make grow tax deferred, and the withdrawals that you make are taken out tax free if they're used specifically for your healthcare expenses. Again, that's a triple tax benefit.
Give us a call, set up a 15-minute phone call. We have an expert on staff that can help with this. Connect with us at 615-488-9303. There's no cost or obligation, but could make a world of difference to you and your family. Well, folks, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on 99.7 Super Talk. We're your host, John Maxson, here with Ben Christie. And today we're talking about six real retirement risks that you could be facing in retirement that most of you, if not all of you, are going to face. Many of these impact you well before you get into what we call the red zone of retirement. So the fifth risk that we want to talk about is really piggybacks on all of this healthcare talk. Remember, we talked about that Fidelity says that about $320,000 is a married couple age 65, but what they're going to need for healthcare costs in retirement. But then there's something added on to that, and that's long-term care costs. Now, here's the reality about long-term care. And this is a long, long conversation. However, what statistics tell us is that 70% of people in America are going to need some form of catastrophic care or long-term care costs. However, the other side of that, that really is impactful and unfortunate, is that less than 7% of people have actually planned for it. So just to put some perspective on that, right? You work an entire lifetime, work hard, 30, 40 years of your life, and you save money and you have an income plan. If you're working with an advisor that looks at a topic like long-term care that represents a 70% risk to you and your family. Now, if you're a couple, what that means is that the chances are at least one of you, no one knows for sure, but there's a high probability that at least one of you is going to need this type of care. Well, don't you want that addressed? Well, if you were going to get in your car and drive home and there was a 70% risk that you would have a crash and wouldn't make it home, you probably wouldn't get in the car. But yet people, Ben, will retire, not plan for this. And when you're talking about just today, nursing home costs for one person, one bed, could be as high as almost a quarter of $1 million. That's amazing.
Here's one of my fears for folks, John, is that you may be missing coverage in healthcare in those retirement years, and you may not even realize it until it's too late. And so I ask the question, you know, what's the cost of not knowing it? Because that could be devastating to you in your overall retirement plan and your dreams. So at Beacon Capital Management, we'd like to offer you a free healthcare analysis. So this is a comprehensive, it's complimentary checkup to help you discover things like, where am I spending too much money and getting too little value? That's extremely important because you may be thinking long-term care and going, well, I can't afford that. And in many ways, you're probably thinking about a traditional long-term care plan. It's come so far in the last few years. There's so many options. And so we would encourage you to look into this. You don't want to wake up and it be too late, John.
There could be very significant savings that you could take advantage of. And we'd like to offer you our healthcare analysis. It's really just a second opinion. At Beacon Capital, we, again, have a healthcare specialist. His name is Frankie Merritt. And we can set up an initial meeting with him here in our office. He'll get some basic information, do some research, and then show you all kinds of options. He's been able to save hundreds of dollars, sometimes thousands of dollars for people and their families. There's no cost or obligation to at least get the information. So, folks, to schedule your free healthcare analysis, connect with us at 615-488-9303. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
Or you can always text the word VISIT to that same number, V-I-S-I-T, 615-488-9303. So today we're talking six real retirement risks. Well, what do you think the biggest risk for retirees is in 2023? The good news, there are solutions to help address and mitigate this risk. Those answers and more right here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with Ben Christie and John Maxson on Super Talk 99.7.
Yeah.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303. Well, thanks for joining us today here on Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie in studio with John Maxson. Hope you're enjoying our conversation on six real retirement risks. So if you're just tuning in or would like to listen to the full show again or recommend it to a family friend, you can always find these shows posted on our website, beaconcm.com. So we're very passionate here at Beacon about topics on retirement risk because we don't want you to wind up losing money or making things more stressful for yourself and your family simply because you didn't know. Knowing is obviously half the battle because then there's taking action on that. But it starts with knowing things. And so we want you to know. And that's why we're covering these six risks and walking through them. So what we feel is the biggest risk for retirees in 2023, and John, this is one that just continues to prove itself out, but particularly these last couple of years, and that is stock market risk. And I know this is something that you study, you analyze, you address with our clients. There's still a lot of risk in the stock market.
Yeah, I mean, the market's had a good year so far. We're going through some volatility now, which is pretty typical. And I want to state from the very beginning, we do the stock market. We are not against the stock market. We believe in the stock market, but we also believe as people get older and they get retired, their tolerance for risk should decrease. You need to have the income plan that we started talking about. And then you need to understand things like sequence of returns risk and the danger of that, negative returns early in retirement and withdrawals that are made on top of that and fees that you may be paying that you don't understand, that can really, really devastate your retirement, your income. So what's the solution? Well, you don't want to use, in our opinion, outdated rules to dictate your exposure to the stock market. You really want balance. What we're really talking about here is balance. And let me just give you a little bit of data around some of the things that you should consider for the market this year. And again, under the umbrella that we believe in the market, okay? Earlier this year, the market was up about 10%, maybe a little bit less, and that's really good, right? What a lot of people didn't realize at that time is, and this was about mid-year, that of that, there was a collection of seven equities that were up a combined total on average of 44%, and the rest of the S&P 500, so seven stocks in the S&P 500, the other seven stocks were up about 1%. Now, if you add to that the Russell 3000, I had a guy recently said, well, what's the Russell 3000? Okay, well, in a nutshell, the Russell 3000 accounts for about 98% of the investable capital of the U.S. stock market. It's the S&P 500 and the next 2,500 companies. 3M, for example, is on the Russell 3000, okay? So the Russell 3000 at that point, over 50% of the stocks at that time were negative, okay?
That's huge.
It's huge. And at that same time, those seven stocks accounted for about 84%, roughly, give or take a little bit, of the NASDAQ return. So what you want to see is more broad-based recovery within the economy and the market. And we started to see that until some of this recent volatility. And again, we're not against the market. We're not saying that, this is 2008 or anything like that. But we're in a season right now where we've got a Federal Reserve that has elevated interest rates a significant amount of times from March of 2022. Capital is not easy to get. Credit card debt is at an all-time high at an average rate of between 20 and 21%. Manufacturing has been going down and has been contracting for almost 9 months in a row at this point. And so you want to make sure that that you don't have too much risk. If the market goes down from here, will it recover? Absolutely. Well, that's not what we're saying. The question is not, will the market recover? The question is, if you're retired or close to retirement and unprepared, will you recover? Are you prepared for that? Do you have a plan?
Yeah, absolutely, John. Very good key data points there, too. And I would just encourage you, if your financial advisor isn't looking at those, then ask them about it. These are data points that we look at on a consistent basis. And what we've realized is that even though the stock market, to your point, John, in certain sectors can be doing well, it doesn't mean that you are doing well. It doesn't mean that you're in the right things for your stage of life. And so, again, we'd love to be able to do that with you and look at some analysis on your risk in the stock market specifically, because there's things that we can do about it. There's opportunities. We have a very detailed analysis that we call the financial plan checkup that shows exactly what your risk score is. And if you haven't done that in the last year or two, we highly recommend that you come in, let us do that for you at no charge, certainly no obligation, to become a Beacon client. It's just information that can be helpful to you. It's data points that you really want to be looking at and be aware of. So to schedule your visit to review your financial plan checkup, contact us, 615-488-9303, and schedule your visit. Or, as always, you can text the word visit to that same number, 615-488-9303. So if you're just tuning in this morning, we always appreciate you spending a little time of your weekend with us. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on 99.7 Super Talk. I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson. We are part of the team at Beacon Capital Management right here in Middle Tennessee, with several offices located around our city in Franklin, Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville. And today we're talking about and discussing six real retirement risks that you'll face in retirement. So for a quick recap, number one on our list is longevity risk.
Yep.
John, big one.
People are living a lot longer. You got to plan income for that. The second risk that we talked about, and we're going to go over these really quickly, is inflation. It's coming down, but it's still significantly higher. The third risk, folks, you need to have a tax plan. If you don't have a tax plan, we think taxes are absolutely going to go up. Healthcare, again, Fidelity has something out there. If you're a married couple, age 65, $320,000 is what they think you're going to need for health care. And then you add on top of that long-term care. The question really is, do you have a plan for these things? Do you have a plan for market volatility? These are the risks, Ben, that we've been talking about today. They're so important.
Does market volatility, does inflation, does a looming recession, do these things give you concern, give you heartburn, keep you up at night? Maybe it's overexposure in the market. Maybe it's risk. You're afraid if the market has a downturn, you're going to lose too much. Do you know how much risk your portfolio can withstand? All these questions you want to have answers to. And if you aren't confident that your portfolio could weather these storms that may be coming, you don't have to tackle that on your own. You need to be certain that you haven't overlooked or underestimated anything when it comes to your retirement. It's obviously, we know how important retirement is. And so we'd like to offer you a free risk analysis. This is a comprehensive, it's complimentary checkup to help you discover things like how your portfolio is really doing. How is it performing in the current market? And how much risk are you really taking on?
Yep, that's right. And so I would also tell you that if you already have somebody manage your portfolio, we'd give you this analysis risk-free. It's just a second opinion. In the current market, it makes a lot of sense. Here's how it works. We're going to get to together with you, meet you, visit with you, gather some basic information, report back to you what our findings and recommendations are. From there, you can do whatever you want to do with that information, but it's a really good snapshot and picture of what you have in this market. So to learn more or schedule your free risk analysis, reach out to us today, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303.
So our time is up this week, but don't fear, we'll be back again next week. We hope you had as much fun listening to this conversation as we did sharing with you our thoughts. Feel free to reach us anytime, number 615-488-9303, particularly if you'd like to learn how we can help you in retirement. You can always go to our website. That's beaconcm.com, beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. Until next week, I'm Ben Christie here in studio with John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember this, that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.